Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Let's pivot real quick, Congressman. Today, a big vote in the election of a House Speaker, somebody from Louisiana, Mike Johnson, two prominent positions that we hold with Louisiana representatives. Your thought about the Speaker's election?
As you know, it's pivotal. We have the smallest margin of leadership in 93 years among Republicans and Democrats. This is the smallest margin we've ever had for a prevailing party. And there's quite a bit of grumbling, nothing that has been secret. Chip Roy and others have made it abundantly clear that they intend to not vote for Speaker Johnson. If that happens, we may find ourselves in a situation that we did during Mike McCarthy's speakership and ultimately the ascension of our current speaker, that we may end up having multiple votes until we get a speaker. I'm hopeful that we don't go through another 15-round series. It certainly does not bode well for the American people that we have difficulty electing our speaker. But this is one of those cases where the Republican conference has the majority, and it's incumbent upon them to choose a speaker of their liking.
Where do you find yourself? You feel additional pressure being a Louisiana representative, understanding that having the House Speaker as well as Steve Scalise's position bodes well for the state of Louisiana?
Yes, I think it works well that we're all in leadership. I, as the first vice chair of the Congressional Black Caucus and a Democratic whip, as well as having the number one and number two posts in the Republican conference, being from Louisiana, the Republican Party. However, my allegiance is going to be to Hakeem Jeffries, who's our party leader and one that I believe has the ability and demonstrated leadership to represent a broad swath of Americans and not just one party, but everyone.
So your thought is that your allegiance would be to your party rather than the state?
No, my allegiance would be to the American people. And I just happen to think that Hakeem Jeffries has the ability to represent my state in totality, Republican and Democrat alike, and the entire country. And very respectfully, my colleagues have not demonstrated the same willingness to be bipartisan. Listen, I'm a proud Democrat, but I will tell you that parties have hurt our system. We have to get back to representing Americans, representing our states and our country, not falling in line with our party. So when I say my party, I mean a party that encompasses Republicans and Democrats. I think Hakeem Jeffries is the best person to represent the entire country, not just one party. He happens to be a Democrat.
And there, you believe that there's a possibility that Hakeem Jeffries could be elected as the Speaker of the House?
Not likely. Not likely. But you asked how I would vote, so I wanted to answer that.
Yeah, no, I mean, I just, with that understanding, it just kind of seems like a wasted exercise for you then. I mean, if Louisiana wouldn't be the benefactor of your vote as a Louisiana resident.
And well, listen, and when the margins are this close.
I get all the partisanship stuff, but I mean, if eventuality is that Mike Johnson would ultimately be elected, why
that may not be the case, though.
But I mean, why?
It may not be the case. When you have margins as close as this, it could very well.
You could be a pivotal vote for somebody from Louisiana being one of the most powerful elected officials in the country.
And I served well with Speaker Johnson. We served in the legislature
together. It's all about bringing the pork back home, right? I mean, isn't that one of the primary purposes that is served by individuals there? I mean, look, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but it just kind of seems if it's a foregone conclusion that the Republicans are going to be there, it would just seem to me that it would be politically symbolic to the folks in Louisiana that we would be all for one as Louisianans.
Yeah, in this case, because of the margins being as thin as it is, it could go either way. And if I have an opportunity to cast a vote to have Akeem Jeffries to be Speaker of the House, I am confident that Akeem Jeffries will be able to represent Republicans and Democrats alike. He's demonstrated that in his leadership. He's demonstrated that in his career. And I'm certain that in the past, we haven't seen that. So I am hoping for and banking for a more holistic approach to governance, not one that simply leads for one party, but leads for the American people.
It would seem to me that you could go a long way with exhibiting that by casting a vote for Louisiana, but we'll agree to disagree.
Fair enough. We've done that before, and we keep it moving. We're still friends.
We will always be friends. That's not going to step in the way of this.
That's right.
I had to ask.
And I think it's a fair question. It's absolutely fair, and I think that we'll see what happens in the upcoming votes. Who knows? We'll see how it plays out. Know this, that I'm 100% Louisiana through and through, and I've demonstrated that in working with both Steve and Mike and with Republicans and Democrats alike to bring literally billions of dollars home for the Louisiana people. And those dollars that come to Louisiana are not for Republicans or Democrats. They're for the people of Louisiana. That's how I've governed. It's how I'll continue to govern.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Congressman Troy Carter, U.S. House of Representatives, Louisiana District 2. Good luck today during that voting process.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Same to you. Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.